Having a look back at the last 12 months, can you believe it's been 12 months and a few days since we went to the polls and elected a whole bunch of pollies, some for the second or third time around, but for this very excitable young lady, it was her first time around. Good morning, Member for Paterson, Meryl Swanson. A year and a bit has gone by, and what a year it's been.
I can't believe it's been a year, to be honest. And good morning to you, Mark. Nice to be with you. What does it take to win your love? Well, you've got to shake a lot of hands and hand out a lot of how-to-vote cards. That's what it takes.
Oh, is that what I've been doing wrong with the ladies the last few months? I need to... No, but on a more serious note, look, I guess it's a whole world of change for you. I mean, being a former media personality to now politician, different worlds, but how did you find the change?
Look, it's been fantastic. It's interesting that you compare to being on the radio, as you know well, to politics. There are some things that are very similar and there are some things that are very different. But at the end of the day, Mark, it's actually about people. And I, as you know, I love people and I love their stories. And I think that's what's been a bonus for me going into politics, is being able to listen to people and really communicate and hear their stories and, more to the point, hear what they're really trying to tell you. And that's been a really useful skill and something that I'm very grateful to have had radio to be able to hone that skill and learn how to relate to people and help them. Because at the end of the day, we all want to have a good life. We all want to have a better life. We think that life shouldn't be so hard. And I think that it's just been really fantastic to go from talking to people on the radio, listening to what's going on in their lives, to actually being in a position where you can do something to help them. Not all the time, but we've had a lot of wins. And people say, what do you think your main achievement's been? It's really hard to pick one big standout thing. There are a number of things that have been great, but beyond those big headline things, the thing that I find really satisfying is every day, my office, you know, the team that I've got, myself, we talk to people and we're able to help them on various levels, whether it's with an inquiry about their pension, whether it's something that's happened to them with Centrelink, you know, whether it's something that might concern their child or the NDIS. But there's a whole raft of stuff. And even just going out and meeting people and talking to groups and listening to what they do in their lives and in our community, I actually feel like that's been the best thing, because we have really helped a lot of people.
That is the thing you mentioned at the start, Meryl, getting out and talking to people so you know what actually needs to be done. Moving ahead for the next 12 months, I've got on my notes here that you've made that one of the things that you're hoping to find some funding for would be an upgrade to the M1 through from Raymond Terrace down to Beresfield.
Isn't it a nightmare?
Can't we make this happen, please?
It is just such a nightmare. I mean, look, the New South Wales government have got some planning and they've thrown, you know, a bit of a pittance at it and said, oh, you know, it's all out on public display and open for consultation. And that's well and good. But, you know, my thinking on this, Mark, is that we almost need a campaign from all the people, even the people in Sydney, all the people that use that stretch of road, because we here in the Hunter are impacted by all those people and trucks that want to get from the end of the M1 onto the Pacific Highway, and they have to come round that roundabout. Now, they are putting a set of lights in there off John Renshaw Drive and at the end of M1. I think that will be positive, but really, we do need to get that sorted out so that all that through traffic that really has got nothing to do with us in a sense, but it chokes up the road and it makes it nigh impossible for anyone who's trying to travel across the area, whether you're travelling from up the valley down to Newcastle, whether you're just travelling from Taro and Beresfield and you're just trying to get through Hexham to get to work, you know, it is a nightmare. So that is one of the things that I really want to put more pressure on. In fact, I had a conversation with Kyle Lodes from the NRMA about 3 months ago in Parliament House about this, and he has promised to give me a really extensive briefing about that, as well as a lot of other roads. So it's like everything, nothing happens fast enough for any of us, but I really want to start to put the pressure on about that. That is one of my headline things for the next 12 months. And look, talking about the past 12 months, Chester's Hollow is a big concern for people in and around, you know, Head and Greater Cliffley, Maitland, Gilliston Heights particularly. And we've managed to get $15 million out of the federal government. State government have been a bit slow and a bit tight. But, you know, really now just want to get the work plan in my hand so I can see when they're going to start it. It's one thing to promise the money. It's another thing to get in and get the jolly thing done.
That is for sure. So we hope that those things can move along. Well, one last question before I let you go. I've got some holidays coming up next month, so are you able to come in and fill in?
Mate, I'll see if we can, you know, we're in the parliamentary recess. Do you want me to come in and do a few fill-in shifts?
You can come in and I'll have some sleep-ins. You can put that
I
on
might
your...
be able to, I might be able to remember how to press the buttons and how to spin the tunes.
If they let me do it, I'm sure anyone else would be fine. Meryl, look forward to catching up with you down the road. You can put that on your list for the next 12 months.
Yeah, and g'day to all our beautiful Two and You Are family. I love you and I miss you and I tune in as often as I can.
Good on you. Having a look at the last 12 months and indeed pushing ahead, member for Paterson, Meryl Swanson here at Two and You Are FM 103.7.